Let's just pass around one each.
When a tinge of red on the eastern horizon, heralded by the sunrise, the jewel of the twice-born Lord Gorasundara immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside visiting the towns and villages of Nadia.
The mrdangas resounded tatai, tatai. The cymbals chimed in time, and Lord Goringa's footbells jingled as his golden form trembled slightly in ecstatic love of God.
Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the vibrations of the holy names, Makunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari, chanting without offense."
Each time the sun rises and sets, a day passes and is... Sorry. You have achieved the rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not serve the darling of Yashoda now, great sorrow awaits you at death.
Each time the sun rises and sets, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart?
Understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and full of all kinds of miseries. So make it your only business to take shelter of the holy name and always engage in his service.
Desiring to bless all souls, the sweet name of Krishna has descended to the material world and now shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance.
Lord Gauranga is calling, "Wake! Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda. There is nothing but the holy name within all the 14 worlds."
Lord Gauranga is calling, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. You have slept so long on the lap of the witch Maya.
You came into this world of birth and death saying, 'My Lord, I will certainly worship you,' but you have forgotten this promise and remained in great ignorance.
I have descended just to save you, except for me, who is your friend.
I have brought the medicine to eradicate the disease of illusion. Now pray for this Harinam Maha Mantra and take it."
Bhaktivinoda fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he received that Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So will anyone share some comments about something from some realization or some verse of this song that inspires you or intrigues you or
Prabhuji? Number five, each time the sun rises and sets, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart?
What can you say about that?
We should spend the days serving and chanting.
I really like the images in this song about the sunrise and, you know, how the holy name is now arising. Lord Chaitanya is now arising and the sleep. People are sleeping and they're in ignorance. Sleep is compared to ignorance, and ignorance is compared to death. And when the child is in the womb, he's saying, "I'm going to come out and I'm going to serve the Lord. I'll certainly worship you. You came into this world that way, but then you've forgotten." So sleep is like forgetting, and this giant clock of the universe is ticking off our time, and we're wasting our time if we're not using it to serve Krishna and chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is like the sun that arises in the heart and dispels the darkness of ignorance. It's full of this one song is full of so many beautiful images. I was in Mayapur in November, and it's our favorite pastime that we go after Mangal Arati. We go up and we walk up to the top of Prabhupada Samadhi and we watch the sunrise while we're chanting or finishing our rounds and stuff like that. See the sun, Lord Chaitanya's sun rising over the horizon of Mayapur. So now, we'll, before Bhagavatam class, we'll just chant the Nama Ashtaka of Rupa Goswami in the blue book. It's at the blue tab. And we'll try to remember, we'll do call and response to the Sanskrit, and then we'll all just read the English translation together. Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala, Duti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta, Ai Mukta Kulaira Pasya Manang, Paritas Twang Harinama Sangshrayami. All together. Oh Harinama, the tip. All right, one more time, together. Oh Harinama, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls like Narada and Shukadeva. O Harinama, I take complete shelter of you. Jaya Nama Deya Muni Vrindageya He. Janaranjanaya Param Aksharakrite. Twamanada Radapi Managudiritang. Nikhilo Gratapa Patalim Vilumpasi. O Harinama, all glories to you. Sung by all the sages, you are the supreme combination of syllables, and you bring transcendental bliss to everyone. If a person utters you but once, even disrespectfully, still you relieve his many extreme sufferings. Yad abhaso pyudyan kavalita pavadvanta vipavo. Drishang tatvan thanam nam apidishati bhakti pranayanim. Janas tasyo datang jagati bhagavan nama tarane. Kritite nirvaktung ka iha mahimanang prabhavati. O Son of the Holy Name, even a dim glimmer of your splendor swallows the powerful darkness of materialistic life and gives those who are blind to the truth the vision to follow the path of pure devotional service. Who in this world, even if learned and pious, can fully describe your transcendental glory? Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bhogai Apaiti nama spuranena tatte prarabdha karmeti virauti vedaha. O Holy Name, the Vedas declare that meditation on the impersonal Brahman cannot bring freedom from karmic reactions, that they must be enjoyed or suffered, but that when you manifest in one's consciousness, all karma at once disappears. Aghadamana Yashodananda Naunanda Suno Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendraha Pranata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe Twayi Mamaratiru Chayar Vardhatang Namateya. O Holy Name, you have many forms, such as Aghadamana, crusher of Aghasura, Yashodanandana, darling child of Yashoda, Nandasuno, son of Nanda, Kamala Nayana, lotus-eyed one, Gopi Chandra, moon of the Gopis, Vrindavanendra, king of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, he who is merciful to the surrendered souls, and Krishna. I pray that my love for you in your many forms may greatly increase. Vachang vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama swarupa dvayam. Purvasmat parameva hanta karunang tatrapi jani mahe.
Purvasmat parameva hanta karunang tatrapi jani mahe.
Yastasmin vihita paradha nivahak prani samantad bhavet. Asyene damupasya soipihi sadanandam buddhau majjati. O Holy Name, you manifest two forms, the Supreme Person you designate and the sound vibration that designates. We know that the second form is more merciful than the first, because even if a person offends your first form in many ways, you plunge him into an ocean of transcendental bliss if he serves your second form with his voice. Sudita shita janarati rashaye ramya chit kana sukha swarupine nama gokula mahotsavayate Krishna Purna Vapushe Namo Namaha. O Holy Name, you destroy the many sufferings of those who take shelter of you. You are the very form of concentrated spiritual bliss, a festival of happiness for Gokula and the perfect and complete form of Lord Krishna. Again and again I bow to you. Narada Vino Jivana. Sudhormi niryasa madhuri pura Tvam Krishna nama kamang Spurame rasane rasena sada. O enlivener of Narada's Veena, O flood of the waves of sweet nectar, O holy name of Lord Krishna, please forever manifest on my tongue with all your nectarian sweetness. Namastikam ki jai. Any comments, discussion, questions? And next we will recite together the Sanskrit of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam at the yellow tab, or as Vaisheshika says, the Meyer lemon colored tab of the book. We'll just do the Sanskrit all together. Sutta Uvacha. All together now. Narayanam namaskritya narang chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam prameti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Shrinvatang Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyantaksto Hibadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhadayashchaye Cheta Etairana Vidhang Stitang Sattve Prasidati Evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate bhidyate hridaya grantish chidyante sarva sangshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare ete chang shakalak pungshaha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulang lokang mridayanti yuge yuge idang bhagavatang nama puranang brahma sammitam utama shloka charitang chakara bhagavan rishihi nikshreyasaya lokasya dhanyang swastyayanang mahat Krishna Svadhamo Pakate Dharma Gyana Dipiksaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dunoditaha Tasminas Ashrame Vyaso Badari Shandamandite Asino Pasprisha Pranidhadyo Manakswayam Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranahite Male Apashyat Purushang Purnang Mayang Chattarapashrayam Yaya Samohito Jiva Atmanang Trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartang tatkritang chapi padyate anarto pashamang shakshad bhakti yogamad hokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattata sanghitam sukta uvacha atma ramas chamunayo nirgranta apyurukrame kurvantyahaitu king bhaktim itang bhutagano harihi shri bhagavan uvacha Ahame vasami vagre nanyat yat sarasat param paschadahang yadetacha yo visheshete sosmyaham riter tangyat pritieta na pritieta chatmani tadvidyaratmano mayang yata bhaso yata tamaha yata mahanti bhutani bhuteshu chabacheshwanu pravishtanya pravishtani tatateshu nateshwaham Itavadeva jigyasyang tatva jigyasunatmanaha anvayavyatirekabhyang yatsyat sarvatra sarvata. So now we'll have the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and Parameshwar Prabhu has agreed to give us the lecture on the verse number. I think it's 23. Yes, 23. On page 35 of our little salmon colored books. Yes. Yes, please.